T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
10 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera today alongside John Ritchie and James Seltzer. This is the Midday Show. John Ritchie, good morning.
Hello, Joe Giglio.
It's great
to see you, man.
It's good to see you. I wish we had better things to talk about, exciting things. Instead, we got a lot to unpack, but it is good seeing you, John.
It's exciting. We've got some interesting things that excite some. And I am always excited to talk sports with you, Joe Giglio. I appreciate you a lot.
Well, I appreciate you.
And I also appreciate that Jupiter, the planet, is bigger than the rest of the planets in our solar system combined. You combine them all.
Wow.
It's still smaller than Jupiter.
I didn't know that.
I often
listen to the beginning of your show with Joe, and or when I'm with you. And I'm usually, I don't know what you're going to tell me. Like, I don't know these facts. So you surprised me with that one.
Yeah.
Bigger than all of them combined.
That's a big planet.
It is. Unfortunately, John Ritchie, it's a big loss last night for the Philadelphia 76ers. They dropped game 4. John, there's a lot of ways we're going to unpack this. 215-592-9494 to join the show here. Sixers lose game 4. They're up 16 at one point. The second half of last night's game was a total disaster. Joel Embiid had his worst game in a very long time. He was 0-for-12 from the field in the second half. He looked gassed. He looked like the knee was giving him issues for the first time in a while. He was terrible. I mean, he's been an MVP candidate this year. He's a great player. But last night, Joel Embiid was terrible. He got no help from anybody else, including Ben Simmons, who last night, again, the second half, as the team needs him, finds a way to be invisible on the offensive end. So now, John Ritchie, the Hawks are coming back here. It's a 2-2 series. They have life. And let me just say off the top how I'm feeling here about the team, about the series, about everything. I am worried in just overall about the Sixers because last night, John, we saw some warts that we hadn't seen. The killer instinct went away. Mm-hmm. And the Joel Embiid stuff, like, we hadn't seen him not be great in the playoffs since years past. This is the first time in this run he looked mortal. I mean, he was 0-for-12, including that layup at the end that he should have made.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons, I'm tired of holding my breath. I'm tired of waiting for Ben Simmons to help. Like, John, we're talking about a guy that, like, the best player in the team is having a tough night, a terrible night. And you would think the second best guy could pick him up. And no, instead, that guy shot the ball one time in the second half.
That's if he were the second best
guy. Wow, that's another problem. John, I'm worried. I am worried about the Sixers team because I saw some troubling signs last night. It was almost like they regressed in front of our eyes.
Well, they did regress last night, but fortunately, that is not a permanent regression. And come on, the Sixers felt like the game was over in the second quarter, and they eased off the intensity. And in the grand scheme of things, it took Joel going 0-for-12 in the second half and Ben scoring 3 points in the second half for us to lose by 3 to a team that was desperate on their home court. I am not worried. I believe that, you know, Joel had an awful game, but there are clear reasons for that. He's exhausted. And I have some issues with the way he dealt with the disappointment of yesterday. But I appreciate that he's averaging 9 minutes more play this series per game than he did last series. You know, when you add it up against the Wizards, he was 29 minutes, 26 minutes, 27 minutes, and then he got hurt and didn't play. But when you take those 3 games and then you average out the minutes And then compare that to 38 minutes, 34 minutes, 34 minutes, 36 minutes against the Hawks.
It's a lot.
He is sheerly exhausted. No question about it. And you could see it early. You could see his hands on his knees. He's bending over in the first quarter. He goes in the first half to the locker room. I don't think it was as much knee, more just tired. And you could see it in the way he played. You could see the lollygagging at times. You could see him not, you know, being okay, lying on the floor and complaining to a ref while the Hawks were the whole way at the other end of the court. The guy needs a break. And, you know, hopefully he got it because no time to sit around and wait.
Well, it's a best of three now.
He's got to get on the stick here, and people have to step up and help him, and I believe they will.
You believe Ben Simmons is going to help?
I know that Ben can. He has it in him. I know that second half of the previous game three, he was challenged by Doc. He was aggressive in the second
half.
Why
does it take a coach?
It changed the complexion of the game. I don't know why. I hate it, but I know he has it in him. I know that with constant reminders and you know, butt padding, he will do what he's asked to do. You know, and I know he can. So
yeah, I'm tired.
I'm tired of it too.
It's ridiculous.
But I have faith that this team is certainly good enough to beat the Hawks. I know that should happen unless something outside the realm of, you know, normalcy occurs. Joel's tired. Joel was bad. I'll give him this game, you know, like, I guess he deserved an off day. It was horrendous, but it's not something that's unsolvable.
Well, it is, but here's why I'm concerned. 215-592-9494. As we discussed, the Sixers lost last night to the Hawks in Game 4. Series tied 2-2, coming back here tomorrow night for Game 5. John, before the game started last night, I was kind of looking around the NBA, and you're looking at what's happened so far, who's been knocked out, who's injured, the stuff going on with the Nets, no Kyrie, no Harden. And it felt like the seas were kind of parting for the Sixers.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Joel had been able to play at an MVP kind of level despite a knee injury. They were kind of taking control of the series against the Hawks, home court advantage, no LeBron anymore out west, you know, the MVP of the league, Jokic out. Like, it all kind of seems like it was going the Sixers' way.
Yes.
And
the stars were aligning.
Yes. And then last night was a kind of a sobering reminder the Sixers have their own issues, that Joel Embiid isn't Superman, that whether it's fatigue, which That's frustrating.
But he's usually Superman.
Well, he is. But you know what we saw last night for the first time? I don't want to make it that Joel Embiid was, you know, he's awful now. No, but last night was the first time in this run he reminded me of what he's done in the past in the playoffs, which is it's get tired.
Yeah.
And Clint Capella
last night
said it, that he's a different player when he's fatigued. We hadn't seen that this entire postseason. Injury, yes, but fatigue and injury, it's a scary combination. We also were reminded that Ben Simmons picks and chooses when he wants to play. He shot one shot in the second half. Like, if I hear one person today on this show, one Ben defender, come in and say, well, he plays good defense, I'm going to scream. Like, he is a max player that shot the ball one time in the second half in a playoff game. One time. You cannot beat the best teams like that. And in the playoffs, your best player is going to have tough nights. Joel had his tough night. No one picked him up. Nobody picked him up.
Yeah, I agree with you. But Joel was really bad.
Really
I
bad.
Mean, that was really bad. I blame Joel for that loss, and it's not even close. Joel and I didn't like him trying to put the blame on the knee either afterwards. Like, I could see that you were exhausted. I could see that you were tired. I could see that every shot was short.
Right.
I could see that, you know, at the end of the game when you said you couldn't elevate to dunk it because of the knee, I translated that in my mind as or because you were just too gassed. You know, that just call it what it is, please. Stop putting everything on the knee. I didn't like the woe is me. It got a little too heavy for my taste. You couldn't jump because you were gassed. You couldn't shoot because you were gassed. Your legs were noodles. You know, we've leaned on him so much. We've taken his greatness somewhat for granted. Then when it's not there, just say why, please. Admit it. You weren't good enough because you were tired. And I don't blame you for that, but I would prefer that you admit it.
Yeah, and I'd prefer the team picked him up because he had a bad night last night, and Ben Simmons just was invisible. One shot in the second half is not going to cut it. I'm just tired of watching a player that just is it hides. I mean, he hides on the offensive side of the ball. 215-592-9494. That is how you get in. Sixers lose last night. The series is 2-2. Are you concerned? I am. John Ritchie is not concerned about the Sixers team after really what was a discouraging second half and, you know, a blown lead of 16 points last night in Atlanta. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mad Mike is a King of Prussia. He's on the Midday Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you know what? Ben Simmons plays great defense. No, I'm sorry.
Don't do it, Mike. I can't.
I can't even be serious. Ben Simmons is a fraud, a complete and utter fraud. We wasted a number one pick on a guy that just wants to pretend that he's some defensive superstar and doesn't want to play the full game. He's a fraud, and I'm sorry. I can't. We're not winning a title, and I can't wait till we get bounced as Daryl Morey trades him and we can actually get a real point guard in here.
I think there's a good chance.
Yeah, well, if they do get bounced, and when they do, Mike, I mean, that's the next conversation around the Sixers. Do they have to move on from this guy?
Yeah.
Sorry, something's wrong with Embiid's knee. He's going to need to get that scoped. He's not going to be able to be Embiid. And then you have Ben Simmons afraid to actually play the game because – you know, if he has to shoot and he looks like an idiot, people are going to make fun of him. So he's just going to pretend like he's an all-star, and he's going to say he's Defensive Player of the Year, but he's just a fraud. The best way to describe him is looks like Tarzan, plays like James. That's him. He's just a chicken.
Well, yeah, and that last word, and Mike appreciated it. You know, chicken. I haven't heard that insult in a while. He's a chicken. You know what he is? It feels to me like he's afraid of the moment sometimes. Like the moment gets too big. And you know, I know Doc Rivers on, it was Friday night, tried to kind of coerce him into being more aggressive and at work. But the bottom line is, you shouldn't need to do that. You shouldn't need to coerce your second best player, your second all-star on the team, to giving more. And I know Joel was taking a lot of shots, John, in the second half last night and missing most of those shots. But part of me wonders.
The hero ball comment was directed at Joel, I believe. You know, like that. Who else could that have been?
I agree with you.
He's hanging out, dawdling outside the 3-point line because he, again, just was tired and trying to make the three rather than go inside and fight for the bucket because that's easier. He took the path of least resistance last night. And I don't want to look past that. I feel like a lot of people are giving him a pass because
he's hurt, the knee,
and he's trying to manipulate this narrative to some degree to say it's the knee. I believe it's more he was just guessing, and I understand we're putting a lot on his shoulders.
Everything.
9 more minutes per game this series. And it's all added up.
And the scoring load is all on him. Like, just think about these games. If he doesn't score in the 30s or close to 40, they're down 3-1. Like, he is the responsibility on this guy is immense. And why is that? It's because the second player on this team, which is Ben Simmons. I know Tobias is a better scorer, but the second all-star on the team is Ben Simmons. Their second all-star doesn't score. Like I can't say it any more plainly. He doesn't score. So it's on Joel to... You know, and I'm with you, John, in the hero ball stuff. And Doc, you know, he didn't say Joel by name. I think that's what he meant. But if it's not Joel scoring, like I'm trying to put myself in Joel's shoes. If it's not him scoring, who are you counting on? If you're watching your point guard hide in the corner.
Yeah. Well, like, lately, Seth Curry's really picked it up.
He has. But you know, that's the kind of player that you're not expecting 25 or 30, right? He's in a good groove right now.
You shouldn't have to expect
You should
it.
Not.
And he has, but he's really stepped up. I appreciate his play an awful lot.
He's better than I thought he was.
Way better than I thought.
You know, he's Steph's brother, and he's a good shooter. You know, get him the ball when he's wide open. He's better than I thought.
He's not Steph, but he can create his own shots a lot better than I expected, and he's been a lot more consistent than I ever dreamed. So that's wonderful. And you know, Tobias, once again, it was a hot and cold type night for him. There are times when you feel like you can sort of get into a role with him, and he's finding those, you know, mid-range jumpers and they're going down, and then suddenly they don't. And if Joel's not scoring too, that's when the other team starts to close the distance, close the gap, which is what happened last night. It was ugly. And the ugliest of all was Joel in my mind.
Yeah, and I'm just afraid they gave a team that was dead life. I mean, the Hawks.
They sure did.
In the second, you know, the second quarter of that game, when Matisse is hitting threes and it's just like every shot is falling for the Sixers, the Hawks look like a dead team. Like, that was over. This series was a wrap on Wednesday night. It's all they had to do was close out last night and they would have won this series. And now, like, that team is looking at it and saying, their best players hobbling around and sucking wind on the court.
Sucking wind and feeling sorry for himself. Meanwhile, we've got John Collins getting out there playing more aggressive than any Sixer. And it was his attacking the rim that reinvigorated the Hawks last night.
Yeah,
that second quarter, I think it was like three dunks that he had. There were a couple putbacks where the crowd got back into it. The Hawks started to believe. And, you know, that sort of thing doesn't happen if we're being physical enough. But again, It was only the second quarter. We weren't fit enough. We weren't energetic enough to combat that physicality.
No, it wasn't. It's a problem. Chiro in Central PA. What's up, Chiro?
What's going on, guys? Got y'all speaker now, man.
Chiro, what are you feeling here? You worried?
Man, I'm not worried. We're gonna win this in six. They're not gonna win another game. Now, granted, Joel Embiid was watching him be that bad. But when your worst game is 17 points and 21 rebounds, you're playing on a slightly torn meniscus, you get a little bit of a pass from me. How are you – I'm talking about Ben Simmons here. How are you a max player making $170 million contract and you shoot the ball one time in the second half and not one time in the fourth quarter? Joel's been bailing Ben Simmons out for years. You can't give him a little bit of help, man?
Well, I'm with you. I mean, it's ridiculous that a player that was having a tough night has to carry the team. Like, at some point, there's diminishing returns. If Joel is tired or the knee's bothering, somebody else has to help him score. And, like, at times I forget Ben Simmons is on the court on offense. In fact, they had to take him off the court for the final shot of the game. Think about that.
I saw that. And you could just see the look on his face that he just had the blankest look ever. No, man, you got a $170-something million contract. We shouldn't have to resort to putting you on the bench because we know you can cost us the game. If this season does not result in at least a finals appearance, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Ben has to be gone. Get rid of him.
And I agree. Chiro, appreciate the phone call. And then, John,
I think the writing, it's been on the wall. But
well, they tried to get Harden. I mean, he was part of those trade discussions.
Ben was on the table. And Daryl Morey tried to do the proper thing and you know, swap him out. It is incredible, though, when you see, you know, Chris Paul making, you know, game-changing plays and Drew Holiday, you know, dribbling into game winners, and then we have to remove our point guard when the game's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a stark contrast. And I kept wondering, is Daryl Morey going to see this the way we do? I mean, because we're being told that we just don't know basketball enough to understand.
Listen, he's a treasure. We got to appreciate him, John.
I know that Daryl Morey sees it the way that we do.
Of course he does.
I believe that, and I believe this is the last we'll see of Ben. You know, so, okay, can we win it anyway? And I think certainly we still can. Certainly because of what you said, the way things are shaping up, the way other teams are falling by the wayside. I don't think Joel is as hurt as he let on last night. I know that with some rest, some time to recover, with some decrease in the minutes, so he'll be bouncing back.
I hope you're right. It is amazing when you think about the how it kind of was a switch, right? The first three games, you forgot he was hurt. That's how well he was playing.
Yeah.
And then last night, it was like and maybe perhaps it was because he was playing poorly, but we got a reminder in his body language, on his face, that he was not feeling himself.
It just added up. It added up, and it was too much. His body just stopped cooperating. You know how it is when you've got the lactic acid built up to where you can't even, you know, lift your knees off the ground. Like, that's the way he looked like he felt last night.
But we hadn't seen that Joel in a while. That was Raptors series, Joel. It's concerning. 215-592-9494. That is a hop in. Are you concerned about the Sixers after the Game 4 loss? I am. John Ritchie is not. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera. A lot to get to. On the other side, your phone calls on the Sixers. We'll get to the Phillies later on, and a loss last night to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Elliott Shore Parks at 11, a great prize to give away. All that coming up. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the Sixers after the game for a loss? We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.